أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما كان قول المؤمنين إذا دعوا إلى الله ورسوله ليحكم بينهم أن يقولوا سمعنا وأطعنا وأولئك هم المفلحون. ومن يطع الله ورسوله ويخشى الله ويتقه فأولئك هم الفائزون. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats and verses we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the overwhelming condition of the munafiqeen, those who say they believe, but in actual fact and reality they are not the believers. And when they are called and they are invited to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the adjudication and judgment of their matters, then they turn away from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about, very briefly, in these two verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the condition of the true believers, verses number 51 and 52 of Surah An-Nur. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Certainly, the only words or the only reply of the true believers when they are called towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ, so that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam might judge between them. What are the words and what are the replies? أَن يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, that they say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, we have heard and we have obeyed. They have absolutely no issue, no problem to go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the judgment of their matters. They understand very, very well that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will judge according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah Himself and His Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam both will be just, and they will give each person the due rights. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not wave away from justice in the slightest bit. And also they realize and understand that if they go to any other court, to any other judge, in which perhaps they may be given favor with regards to the judgment, but then obviously there is the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that one has to stand in the hereafter, and hence they say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, we have heard and we have obeyed. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different parts of the Qur'an al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the believers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the believers. Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum were the very first of these believers to say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, we have heard and we have obeyed. The Yahud of the past, they used to say, سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا, although we have heard, we disobey. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the munafiqeen. They say, أَطَعْنَا ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّى فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. Although they said, أَطَعْنَا, that we have obeyed, but they will turn away from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those are the people who are prosperous, those are the people who are successful. The ulama have explained that success is this, that a person is saved from the fire of Jahannam and one is granted Jannatul Firdaus by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the real and true success. Success that we have defined in this world, there is always a need to be more successful. A person passes an examination, the person has to pass the next examination. There's an acquisition of a property, of a business, we want another one and another one. So there is continuity of acquisition, there is continuity of aspirations, and that is not a success. Success is, after being successful, there is no need to be successful ever again. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقْهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Allah says, whoever is obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ, and that person is struck with awe of Allah Rabbul Izzat, وَيَتَّقْهِ, and he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Then they are the real successful ones. In the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in Masjid al-Nabawi, when a person, a Roman villager, came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. In other words, he testified his kalima in front of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu questioned the person and asked him, what brought you to Iman? What was that factor that invited you towards Islam and Iman? The person explained to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that I heard a Muslim prisoner in the prison reading this ayah of the Quran Kareem. And I myself have studied all the kitabs of the past, the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur, the Sahifas that were revealed to the various Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. I have studied all that. And when I look at this ayah of the Quran Kareem, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقْهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ, I find that this is the summary and the sum total of the entire revelation of Allah. Be it the Torah, be it the Injil, be it the Zabur, be it the Sahifas, everything is contained in this ayah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked the person for a further clarification that how did he come to the conclusion. So then he explained that this ayah, on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the ita'at and the obedience of Allah and the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that lies the entire deen of a human being. وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ, a person disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes tawbah because of his fear and khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is to do with the past of a person's life. وَيَتَّقْهِ, and then the balance of his life, he continues in the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat, in the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the entire future of a person's life. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ, then those are the successful ones. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has summed up the entire life of a believer. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.